Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode. Today, I want to share with you my take on free will. And as far as I can tell, this is the most original take I've seen. I have never come across somebody with this view or take of it. Maybe it's out there. Maybe somebody has described this point of view before. But for me, this sort of insight I had into free will came from me purely contemplating it alone. So I didn't get this from somewhere. I didn't read this in a book. This came straight from an insight from contemplating the nature of free will. So before I get into the insight, I want you to just notice that the question of is there free will is a dualistic question, right? Is it free will or is it determinism? Do we have choice? Or is everything pre-written? It's really black and white, right? Like you can notice it's really black and white. So what I started to get insight into was that the question itself, is there free will, is very dualistic, which in essence isn't actually aligned with what's true. And what I've realized what's true is that reality is non-dual. There is no duality. So pairing the non-dual wisdom with the question of free will, what I arrived at was that it's both. You have completely free choice to do anything you want at all times. And in some paradoxical way, no matter what you choose is pre-written. Now, that may sound weird, but I want you to imagine an infinite field of possibility where everything that could happen, everything that has happened, and everything that will happen exists here and now. And then imagine that if you choose something freely out of that infinite field of possibility, it is both true that you chose it and that it already existed. In other words, it was already pre-written. So it was both. And I think that this is actually what's happening. I think that there's something very paradoxical and non-dual that is happening with the free will question. And it's not just as simple as, oh yeah, we have free agency, we choose everything. Because when you look back over your life, you're like, that happened perfectly. I don't know how I led to here and this led to this. Like, it seems written when you look back, but when you look forward, you have any choice to make in the world, right? You can do this thing, or this thing. You can go here, here, here. You can meet this person, or this person. So it's so paradoxical, but intuitively, and because this insight struck me, I feel like this is it when it comes to free will. It's not as simple as black or white. It's not that you have it, and it's not that everything's pre-written and you don't have it. It's that it's both. It's that there's an infinite field of possibility where anything that could happen already exists, and you're choosing from that. So it's both. So let me know what you think. Let me know if you've ever heard this take on free will before. I've never heard it. Every interview I've watched, every video I've watched about somebody talking about it, they always go for one over the other. They always choose black over white or white over black. They never blend the two into a non-dual approach. And so for me, especially with the awakenings I've had into non-dual reality, non-dual consciousness, how reality is non-dual, this makes perfect sense. It's some weird paradoxical fusion of both of them. And to say it's one or the other is too dualistic. It's too human of an answer to an ontological question. So let me know your thoughts. Hit that like button for me if you enjoyed my take, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, visit pursuitofspirit.com.